the founder of Paranormal Field Investigators, and we're a paranormal research group that looks into stories and investigates to see if there is such a thing as hauntings and life after death, and that's our main place. So we go into historic buildings and occasionally people's homes to see if we can get physical evidence of there being anything paranormal.
As far as paranormal activity goes, is Adelaide a fairly active area?
I think Adelaide's a little more active than people think, but it's not widely reported because a lot of these places are private. A lot of the old historic buildings there were obviously privately owned. And it's not until you start talking to people that you start to realise that a lot of people have more ghost stories here than what you actually do here.
When you do go out and you find bits of information that make the bristles stand on end, and I guess you don't have an explanation for, what are the sort of things that you go through to try and think, okay, is this an anomaly or is it something that can be explained?
We had an earthquake here in April, and it was a great way for a paranormal investigator to be here on the night it happens and to have 20 people on a tour leading up to that. Now, the people were more nervous than usual. I usually try and keep an up tour, a bit of fun, and they were almost at panic stage. I was feeling really uneasy, which is odd for me because I walk around here, I've been here 9 years. And then we had the earthquake. Now, to say, is that paranormal? Was it because of the earthquake ghosts were walking around and we were feeling it more? Or here's a natural explanation, is that the earth gives off infrasound. And experiments have been done on infrasound, and it's found that it does affect the brain, the human brain. It makes us paranoid. It makes us sometimes feel like we can see shadows in the corner of our eye. It's a very low vibration. It's keeping in, trying to learn the natural side of the world as well, and going, okay, well, could it be that? Could it be this? And what we're left with, hopefully, is something a little bit more tangible.
Have you ever got to a situation where you've cut through all of the things that normally trigger bits and pieces off and you think, okay, well, it's not that because we can't see this, it's not this because we're... Have you ever got to that stage where you've got nothing left and you quite literally think, okay, I'm not quite sure what we've got here?
Oh, yeah. The one that I was really could not rationalise is when I, again, was giving a tour here at the Adelaide Jail. I'm standing on the big metal staircase in the new building where the ghost of a guard is supposed to haunt. We had two documentary makers there that night. There's two documentary makers standing at the foot of the stairs. There's me on the stairs telling the stories, and our other person, Jeff, was sitting down just next to me when we heard the footsteps coming across the top of the gantries. Now, it's very heavy footsteps. You can actually hear the squeak of the leather and the click of the heel. They're that definite. And at this point, I'm just going, yes, like this, because it's really good for the documentary makers to have that. But then it started to come down the stairs, and that's when it blew me away, because, as I said, it was so definite. It came right past me between the two people. The two documentary makers stepped aside, and later they said they felt like they had to let an authoritative figure come through. And then we listened to it walking off down the hallway of the block and out the door. Now, when it came past me, it's like when you get a balloon and you rub it up and down your arm really quickly and you get that tingly feel and all the hair goes up. That's exactly what it felt like. How can I rationalise that? I can't. It had a physical effect on the body. You could hear the boots, you could hear the leather, you could hear the squeak, you couldn't see anything. So it's, yeah, you can't say that's a bit of wind or a bit of infrasound.
We're sitting in the Adelaide Jail. As you said, this is probably one of the most active places around the area. There was a lot of lives that were lost here, though. There was a lot of people that were put to death. Are there any particular ghosts? You've mentioned the guard there. Are there any other particular movements that people have attributed to maybe people that had lost their lives within here?
We can't prove that there are these characters. We can't. It's hard even to prove there's ghosts here. We know there's something unusual. But the characters that are blamed for it is Elizabeth Wilcock, the only female we ever hanged here in Adelaide. A lady in white is reported being seen around the place. So, and the only person, or the only lady that wore white was Elizabeth Wilcock. She was allowed to wear it on her hanging day. Another one would be Governor Ashton. Governor Ashton used to be the old governor here, the very first one of the jail. He was a bit of a prankster, apparently, so things that happen here we tend to say, oh, it's Governor Ashton. Now, those we attribute to characters that could have been, you know, that were here, or they could be, but then we've got lots of others that we can't put a name to, or we nickname them, but we can't put a person's name to them.
When you go out to do your investigations, what are the kind of equipment that you use to try and capture things?
Yeah, we tend to work with the infrared spectrum, so obviously we can't see in the dark, but the cameras can. So we use video cameras with infrared. We use digital cameras, electromagnetic fields, detectors, thermometers. We also have sensor equipment set up around the place, voice recorders. We have an awful lot. It's like four or five cases full of stuff. DVR cameras, setups. We sort of monitor the place with DVR.
It's something that you've been doing for a while. As you get further into it and the technology obviously gets better compared to, say, 20, 30 years ago, are you finding more or less things that are tangible to what you're searching for?
It's hard. With equipment, you know, if you ask me where were we in this investigation stage, I say we're still in the Stone Age. For a start off, we don't understand what ghosts are. If ghosts exist, what are they, what they're made of? And if we can work that out, then we can have the equipment that will look for it. At the moment, we're sort of really walking blind. You've got EMF meters, where the theory behind that is that the ghosts will disturb the electromagnetic fields around the place and it'll indicate. But so will a taxi driver going past with his two-way radio. So if that goes off on its own, you can't make anything of it. If that goes off its own, the temperature meter goes off, we have a physical experience, we've got something on audio, then that makes it a lot more interesting and a lot more important. But yeah, technology is coming along. We've now got thermo cameras and multi-spectrum cameras and things like that, so hopefully one day.
You haven't just started to do this in the past couple of years, have you? It's been quite a long trek almost for yourself to get involved and start to research, then maybe try and find some bits that you can't explain.
Yeah, well, physically investigating, I've been doing it 21 years now, but it's really been a lifelong search because it started when I was a very small child. In fact, when I was born, because I was born into a haunted house, and that's kind of what made me want to find answers, but not answers whereby I was lying to myself and going, oh, everything's a ghost. I really wanted to know, is it my brain? Was it imagination? What causes people to experience hauntings? Is there life after death? Or is it just natural explanation? I was quite happy to go with either. So hopefully that keeps me a little bit more balanced.
You regularly do tours at the Adelaide Jail as well. Are there any things that have surprised you that have popped up there? Or?
We get everything. We get footsteps. We get doors slamming. We get people being touched, hair being stroked. I've had a person that had a bald head that was having his head stroked and he thought it was his wife behind him, turned around and there's nobody there, so that freaked him out, especially as he was a sceptic. I run investigation tours as well, and I think the last time I had something quite big was about 4 weeks ago, with one was a sceptic that came along. It was just a couple of guys from Victoria, and we had a fair bit happen that night. But it, as I say, it comes in cycles, so people come on tours, they expect to see a ghost. It's not every time. Wish we could promise you a ghost.
But a
I wouldn't be sitting here with the ABC giving an interview. I'd be off in the Bahamas somewhere.
That's true too. It's been 21 years of investigating. What's the future like for you now? Is it something that you don't think will ever be quelled? It's a thirst that will never be quenched?
Not until we get answers. And I think that's a long way off, I really do. When you think about it, teams have been researching this stuff for 140 years or more, since it all really began. And nobody has yet definitively proved that ghosts exist. Who knows? Maybe we're not supposed to know.